Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Diane Halbig. Diane, a very warm welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
For those of you that don't know her, Diane is an international business and leadership change agent, an author, award-winning speaker, and podcast host. As president of Seize This Day, Diane helps businesses and organizations operate more constructively and profitably. And she's passionate about guiding business professionals through the challenges of planning and growing a business, from strategic planning to sales training to communication. Diane provides her clients with expertise based in over 20 years of business leadership and sales experience. And her no-nonsense, straightforward approach cuts through the noise and allows her clients and training participants opportunities to realistically and enthusiastically implement the plans they devise. Diane's the author of Lemonade Stand Selling and Expert Insights and the host of Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast. Diane is the founder of Business Opportunity Network, a business development program where business therapy meets growth. Fascinating. Diane, the title of our interview today is The Impact of Expert Insights, and we have 5 minutes to conduct the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
So what was the impetus for writing the book?
Well, I've been doing my podcast for a couple of years and had fabulous guests, which I have had. You've been a guest. And so, you know, I've just been really, really fortunate. And I wanted to be able to take the information and put it into another format so that other people could get it and they could highlight, you know, if they didn't want to listen, they could highlight the book, they could take little snippets. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to take the 10 most listened to episodes at the time and put them into a book.
That's a great idea. And how did you decide what content to include?
So it was a couple of things. I wanted to be sure that it was different. So I have a lot of guests and a lot of them talk about the same sort of thing. So I didn't want duplication in the book. I wanted people to talk about different areas of business, really so the reader would get almost anything they were looking for, they would be able to get in the book.
Right.
So, you know, with just having 10 chapters.
So a broad range of topics, though, in those chapters, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
How does your podcast benefit business owners?
Well, they get to hear from industry experts. They get ideas and suggestions and tips and things to watch out for. And they get insights into various areas of business that I don't know that they would get in another way, and they get it in a very comfortable conversational sort of format.
Yeah.
So it's easy to listen to. And what I hear from the listeners is they're able to take that information back into their business and actually implement the strategies that they hear so that they can do better things, which was the goal.
Yeah. And is there one thing that you see business owners doing that's harmful to the, to growth?
Yeah, so actually I see two things. The first one is they don't embrace an effective sales process. So either they're afraid of it, they avoid it, or they're doing it old school, I will say, you know, in a way that does not serve them well.
Right.
So they don't gain the sales that they need and want, and they don't grow.
And what is it about that sales process? What's the, particularly when you said it's old school, it got me curious.
Okay, so old school was always be closing.
Right.
So it's this, you have to be in sales brain all the time. And it doesn't work. Number one, salespeople don't like, or small business owners don't like being a salesperson.
Yeah.
So they don't do it. And then when they do it, they don't do it well. And it's not how buyers want to buy.
Right.
So my vote is to change it to always be curious, because if you're always curious, then you're always interested in the other person. You're always learning. You're picking up on the signals they're sending you, and you're more in a mindset that's comfortable and natural.
Right.
And so you'll do it.
Right. Okay. Okay. So that's the first thing that you can see them doing. What's the second?
The second one is looking at their goals in their whole form. So what happens is they look at their goal and they go, wow, that's big.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do. So they don't necessarily move forward with them. When what they need to do is take that goal and break it down into really little steps, right? And then what can I do right now to get there? Because nobody does anything big right out of the gate.
No.
It steps.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I see, that, you know, it's either an avoidance, it's an overwhelm, it's an expectation that's just unrealistic.
And what sort of time frame are you breaking down those, chunking it down to?
So I like to chunk it down into 30-day periods,
right?
Because I think if you can monitor yourself and every 30 days, you know in real time what's working and what isn't working, which influence the next 30 days. And it's much easier. At the same time, I think, you know, a business owner has to say, what is that one thing I need to do right now? That one step, break it down into teeny weeny little steps and put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could, I hesitate to say weekly because I think that can get a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I think if they do it every 30 days, they will continue to adjust their strategy and their plan. They'll continue to be able to look and see what's working, what isn't working.
Yeah.
They'll find that they are making progress.
Yeah.
Which is the goal.
Yeah. But that's also helping to prioritize their time, isn't it, as well? Really helping to. Yeah. Great stuff. Diane, we've sadly come to the end of time. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your insights. Folks, for more resources, check out Diane's webpage, www.seizethisday.co/radio, and the link will be below the podcast. Diane, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great speaking with you.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.